Krishna knows. So he becomes so much merciful to that sadhak. This is the way to go towards Kunti. Remembering one slok and thinking the meaning of that slok. This is Raganuga Bhajan.
We can think of the sloka and the meaning of the sloka while we're chanting our japa. The 16 rounds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. Jasya kadapi vasanam chalakhe dano dhanyati dhanya pamane nakitathamani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi tasya namastu vrishubhanu bhuyo. Send this stroke. A sadhak bows down to earth and go like this. But
rolling.
Rolling. Getting rolling.
Getting is each dust particle a separate pure devotee?
Huh?
Is each dust particle a different pure devotee?
No need of being a devotee. Each dust is a rasa.
What does that mean?
Rasino?
Taste, mellow.
Huh?
Taste, mellow.
In English? What word? Ras?
Taste.
That's very good. Ras means here. In glass, there is some liquid.
Juice.
But juice is not a ras. A dust is a rasa. Rasa, you know? What Krishna drinks, that is rasa. Or Srimati Radhika and Gopis drink, that is called the rasa. Understand? That is rasa. So every dust is a rasa. How? You know kumkum?
The red kumkum that the Gopis wear on their
bed. In here? No? And they took Krishna, lot of feet here, and the kumkum dust makes Krishna lot of feet. No? And then Krishna left that dust. And after that dust from Krishna, when he walks, that dust mixed in earth. So that dust is that dust, the kumkum dust. And it is full of rust, portion of rust is there. If any man has that dust, it will also be a rust. Understand something?
But the dust are not, they're not devotees. They're not pure devotees. Because you said praise the dust.
We want to taste the rasa.